Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden held a news conference Thursday evening, the key event in a monumental week for his campaign, as he fends off calls for him to step aside as the party's presumptive nominee. His big moment comes on the last day of the NATO summit. Biden was asked how he would assure voters he won't have another night like the debate against former President Donald Trump.
The best way to assure them is the way I assure myself, and that is, am I getting the job done? Am I getting the job done? Can you name me somebody who's gotten more major piece of legislation passed in 3.5 years?
He was also asked what it would mean for his legacy if he stayed in the race and lost.
I'm not in this for my legacy. I'm in this to complete the job I started.
Biden's candidacy is still under question. The first Senate Democrat, Peter Welch of Vermont, and over a dozen House Democrats have publicly called for Biden to end his campaign. Ukraine's leader is thanking the U.S. and other NATO allies for sending his nation more military aid, but wants Washington to lift restrictions on how it's used. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Biden administration worries broad use of American-made weapons could provoke Russia into a wider war, so it only allows Ukraine to fire those weapons into Russian territory against forces either attacking or preparing to attack. Vladimir Zelensky says that must change.
If we want to prevail, if we want to save our country and to defend it, we need to lift all the limitations.
His statement came not long after President Biden announced more aid to Ukraine, telling Zelensky during the NATO summit,
"We will stay with you, period."
The president says the aid package includes a second Patriot air defense system. Sagar Meghani.